When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into Go Fight Win, the show with all the high school football stories you love. On this week's episode, we're talking to David Pollock. You know who he is if you're a college football fan or a high school football fan from Gwinnett or Oconee County in Georgia. Shout out to those places. Those counties are two places that are very special to me as well. Pollock almost quit playing football in high school, if you can believe it. Well, I'm glad he didn't. So we'll talk to 47 about all of that and more. Plus, some stories from around the country, including a coach who had some revenge on his brain when he ran up the score and almost hung 100 on his opponents in Alabama. The guy who said, "We need more dogs." Well, he's involved with high school football in the state of South Carolina, if you didn't know that. He's about to retire. I'm going to tip my cap to him. A guy that we all admire, the fullback on every high school football team. Well, this team's fullback is superhuman. Plus, high school football mascot in the state of Georgia. That's super sweet. It's time for Go Fight Win. Get your mouthpiece in.
Hey, what? Just give the ball to Donnie Tug and let that Tuggy run.
All right, it is episode 9 of Go Fight Win. We're cruising through the high school football season with all these stories that you love on the gridiron from across the country and with some great guests. Can't wait for y'all to hear from David Pollock. But first, hit subscribe on this show if you don't do that already. You can listen to it. You can watch it. It's on audio. It's on YouTube. So follow along so we can keep telling people about Go Fight Win. It's a fine, fine show. I know I'm a little biased, but I think that we enjoy what we're doing, whether you're listening, whether I'm making it. It's a good time to be here on Go Fight Win each and every week. New episodes drop each Thursday. Head on over to the Go Coffee Town team store and rep the team. We'll have another Coffee Town football radio broadcast next week as the Copperheads go on the road and take on Brighton in the region title. And if you want to support the team, as we lead up to that kickoff against those big rivals, you know, those dirty cheats, Brighton, get a hat, get a shirt, sip out of a mug and support the crew, support the team. Stories from around the country this week. We will start in the state of Alabama, where a team ran up the score 94-7. This is from the Gadsden Times. Coosa Christian rolled to a stunning 94-7 win over Cedar Bluff. And no, that's not a typo. This was the first game for the Conquerors. What a great mascot that is. Need to dive in on that one. Since an AHSAA ruling meant that the Conquerors would have to forfeit their first four wins of the season, say that five times fast, and another forfeit, canceled their game the night the ruling came out 2 weeks ago. So things not going so hot for Coosa Christian. After having it scheduled week off as well, so that's 2 weeks off in a row. No one knew what to expect out of Mark O'Brien's squad. but they knew what to expect. The result was shocking, maybe to some, but not to Coach O'Brien. He defended the decision to run up the score, saying it was personal due to actions from Cedar Bluff. Here's the quote from Coach. "When their superintendent tries to sabotage my program, heck no, I don't feel bad about running the score up," O'Brien said. O'Brien didn't elaborate on how Cherokee County School Superintendent Michael Welsh or his system were involved in the forfeits. Just imagine, though, probably a little bit of collusion going on behind the scenes, at least in coach's eyes. When asked how his team put up 94 points, O'Brien admitted that he couldn't fully remember. "Like Ricky Bobby in his race car. I don't know how it happened. It just did. I believe everything worked," O'Brien said. "Be honest with you, it was a warp zone. We're all in a warp zone when it's 94-7. So I don't know how. We passed and ran the ball. We mixed it up. I don't even know how we did it. It was a mystery." Joseph East ran for 121 yards and 4 touchdowns, while John David Justice, they got David Justice out there. You can't beat David Justice. Come on. That's a 90s baseball legend out there on the field. He went 13 for 23 for 243 yards and 3 scores, and also had 110 yards and 3 more touchdowns on the ground. Well, Coach, that's how you did it. While you were in the warp zone, your guys were out there balling. O'Brien said that he didn't know if the Conquerors would continue to run up the score on opponents as they try to make their way back into the playoffs. He doesn't know. It's still up in the air whether or not they're going to keep running the score up. But I imagine it's personal. Coach, you don't know how you did it. I know how you did it. Revenge, baby. The best motivator that there is. Piss and vinegar out there on the field. You guys were motivated by that. And that's how you score 94 points on the hapless opponents out there on the field. Cherokee. Woo! Woo! 94 points. Why not get 100 next time, Coach? Get the field goal kicker out there a couple times early, get a foundation, and just do what you did this time. 100. Get 100 on the next team you play, Appalachian. Man, that fires me up. I don't know what happened. I don't know why they had to forfeit. Maybe it was something awful. If it was, let me know and I'll apologize. But that is electric right there. The warp zone offense and defense too, apparently. All right, what else we got here? South Carolina. Oh, man, I love this guy. Out of the state from Columbia, South Carolina, David Bennett, viral Coastal Carolina football coach to retire from local AD job. David Bennett is stepping down as Lexington 1 athletic director. Bennett has been at his position since 2016 after a long career in high school and college football coaching. Now, if you don't know who David Bennett is, I'm going to play the audio of how this guy got on my radar and a lot of other people's radars. When he was the head coach at Coastal Carolina in college, he had this speech to fire up his team.
"Trying to get our two boys ready to carry them to golf tournament before practice, right? 12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door, but the screen's broke. So you can come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look, there's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, it's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here, meow, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Amen, Coach. We need more dogs. And that is life advice, no matter what you want to do. I don't know if you're a cat person, if you're a dog person, but I'll tell you what. You always need more dogs. Don't need to worry about your extra shoes on, your bands on. You know, Bo's back there in the kitchen. We need more dogs. Well, Bennett has had enough dog in him in his high school career as well. He's a former, soon-to-be former AD a former athlete at Presbyterian College, and that place is the hottest place on the surface of the earth. I think there's like a portal to the sun in that town. We went there when I was in high school for like a 7-on-7 camp, and I almost evaporated. I just almost turned into dust like the Avengers, almost just wasted away into that South Carolina humidity. But I survived, and Coach Bennett did too. Began his coaching career there and was a grad assistant at Clemson in the mid-80s. Good time to be at Clemson. Got his first head coaching job at D2 Catawba, where he won 63 games from 95 to 01. And that cats and dogs commentary that you just heard, the YouTube video of those comments has more than 2.5 million views 12 years later. Woo! Still need more dogs. Can't have enough dogs, Coach. After he was fired at Coastal, Bennett took over as AD at Secaucus High School before being named the first head coach at River Bluff High School when it opened in 2013. He went 22-11 in his three seasons there. And the highlight was when they defeated number one Goose Creek, just a fine program out of South Carolina there, as a 16 seed. You don't see that very often. Here's a quote from Bennett. "You're kind of the mediator between coaches. We help improve our facilities in the district and get the salaries up. There are still things we can do, though. We need to separate our athletic director and football coach positions. There are some things I'll suggest before I leave, and I'll always be available." Well, I know what he's going to suggest on his way out the door. Get more dogs. Don't be a cat. Got to be like a dog. Tip of the cap to you, Bennett. And I love that he's still going to shake some things up there. Still got some opinions. Man is not short on those, and he can spin a yarn with the best of them. Praise God. All right, how about out of Kansas? Kansas City star here. Fullback's role in 73-0 win made him the Stars High School Football Player of the Week. Let's meet Braylon Hubler, a senior at Eudora High School. Head coach Drew Steffens said Braylon Hubler's best trait is his leadership. He needs to take that L out of his name because this kid isn't taking any L's in his life. On and off the field, Hubler's committed to getting better every day during practice, film study sessions, and in the weight room. All the places you need to excel to be a player of Hubler's caliber. Hubler also helps coach a youth football team with his three younger brothers, and doing that has helped him see both sides of the game and understand why coaches do certain things to get the most out of each player. Outside of football, Hubler studies hard in the classroom. You know he does. He's not the star athlete of the week if he's not getting it done in the classroom. He volunteers daily to help clean the cafeteria every day. Hubler's in there. We spilled some mac and cheese on the seats. I'm going to wipe that down with this rag. Oh, Johnny's over there. He dropped his chocolate milk again. Let me mop that up. And he also picks up janitor shifts during the football offseason in summer. Hubler is a force. But listen to what he did on the football field. He started the season as a wide receiver. He's been a starter since his freshman year, and he also played linebacker. But coach said, hey, why don't you try being a fullback? You're doing everything else. You don't really embody the traits of a wide receiver. You're a janitor, son. You're coaching a youth football team. You're cleaning the cafeteria up. You're a fullback, man. Here's this cowboy collar. I hereby anoint you a fullback. And Hubler took that and ran with it. He rushed the ball 9 times for 166 yards and 5 touchdowns in Eudora's 73-0 victory over Schlegel. They had no idea what they were up against. He added 9 tackles on the defensive end, with one of them credited as a tackle for loss. Just cleaning up all over the place. Cleaning up in the lunchroom. Cleaning up the opposition in the backfield. Mr. Clean. Hubler. Braylon Hubler, that is. get to know the name because he's inspiring me. I love to hear a great fullback tale. And this guy, he might be the best fullback we've seen in decades. He might be the best fullback we've seen since the bus. And Hubler, I won't rule it out if Hubler's driving the bus to and from the games too. Good job, Braylon Hubler. Keep it going, son. I just love saying his name. Hubler and Eudora will take on Tonganoxie High School on Friday. Look out, Tonganoxie. Don't spill your lunch, baby, because Braylon Hubler's here to eat it. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at a phenomenal high school football mascot name right here in my home state of Georgia, the Cairo Syrup Makers. So every once in a while here on Go Fight Win, we'll shout out a high school football mascot name that deserves its own place on the podium. The biggest spotlights for the most absurd and wildest high school football mascot names you ever heard. We had the Martians a couple weeks ago. This week, we're going to stay in my home state of Georgia and take a look at the Cairo Syrup Makers. And it's spelled C-A-I-R-O, but do not confuse it for that town in Egypt. It's not pronounced Cairo. It's pronounced Cairo. You want to let people know you ain't from around here? Then call it Cairo. They'll kick you out of town quicker than a knife fight in a phone booth. See ya. This is Cairo here. Well, the Cairo Syrup Makers actually voted the number one high school football mascot name in 1986, according to ESPN. But don't let that dust on the bottle fool you. That thing is still full of sweet, sweet syrup all these years later. The Cairo Syrup Makers got their name, according to Wikipedia, during a driving rainstorm in the middle of a football game many years ago. They don't have an exact name on it. It's just part of the lore of the Cairo Syrup Makers. And just like syrup, it stuck. During a driving rainstorm in the middle of a football game many years ago, workers at the local syrup shelter brought over their raincoats. Every town needs a good syrup shelter. What's happened into this country? I can't even find syrup shelter on a map when I type it in on Google Maps within a 50-mile radius of me. But apparently the workers there at the syrup shelter are the most helpful people you'll find. And we need more people like that. We need more dogs. We need more syrup shelters. If you can't count on a syrup shelter, who can you count on these days? The workers at the local syrup shelter brought over their raincoats labeled Roddenberry Syrup on the backs of the jackets to keep the players dry. Reflecting this heritage, the Cairo High School football team was named the Cairo Syrup Makers. The school mascot is depicted as a syrup pitcher. 1994, Amy Gurlman created the team's first syrup pitcher mascot costume and began wearing the pitcher to pep rallies and football games. God bless you, Amy. Probably your only mention on Wikipedia, but it's up there. The bang for your buck on Wikipedia entries is top 10 right here. You made yourself a pitcher, a syrup mascot, and you wore it with pride, as you should. The team is often shortened to Maids for the girls or Makers for the boys. So there you go. Cairo's team motto, with pride we give our best. Week in and week out, year in and year out, don't sleep on the Syrup Makers. They're two-time state champions, 1990 and 2008, according to GHSA Records. And according to Max Preps, Cairo is 7-1, 2-0 in the region. And Cairo, coming off a 49-6 win over Hardaway, the Hardaway. Cairo opened the season with a 38-0 loss to Thomas County Central, but it's been all syrup since then. Seven straight wins for the Syrup Makers, and this week they play Westover. Hey, Cairo, get yourself some pancakes this week. Take down Westover. We're all pulling for you here at Go Fight Win. Shout out to my coach, also in the state of Georgia, Coach Syrup Look him up on Twitter. Went viral a few years ago for pouring syrup into his offensive linemen's mouths when they got pancake blocks. Cairo, you could do that too. A lot of NIL opportunities out there for the Cairo syrup makers. Just got to watch that blood sugar. All right, coming up, a man who needs no introduction in the state of Georgia, David Pollack, talking about his high school football career.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, or download the app today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our guest is a college football Hall of Famer, a first-team All-American defensive end at Georgia, and a first-round NFL draft pick. But more importantly, he was a nightmare at Shiloh High School in Georgia. Welcome in, David Pollack. What's up, 47?
A nightmare. I don't know about a nightmare. I tell you what, I was the fattest running back you've ever seen in your life, Wes. When I carried the football, by the way, I was 44. And they said, the moose. Every time I carried, the moose, the moose. It was outstanding. I was 275 pounds. I was a big boy.
What happened to the moose nickname? Where'd you shed that?
I do not know. I don't know. I don't even know how I got it, except for I looked like a moose probably carrying the football. But it was kind of a cool story, Wes. Like, so when I started at Shiloh High School, my freshman year, my coach was John Allman. He was our freshman coach, and we did 40s, and we did the conditioning and stuff like that, the test before the first day of practice. And he goes, what position do you play, Pollack? And I said, I play running back and linebacker. He said, bro, you ran a 6 flat 40 yesterday. He said, you play offensive line. So he moved me to offensive line. I played offensive line as a freshman. And then he took over as a as my junior year coming in. He took over as the head coach of the football team because our other coach retired. And he came in, and he's the one who actually moved me back to running back going into my to my junior year. So I don't know. It's probably had something to do with being a large, large individual that carried the football.
So what kind of running back were you modeling your game after? Who did you think you were when you were running that 6-flat 40?
I thought I was a semi-truck. Wes, the first time – if I could go back to high school and realize, like, I didn't know I was a good athlete. Like, I didn't have a clue. Like, I just didn't know – I didn't know what kind of start-stop athlete I was. I knew I was a decent football player, but I didn't think I was a great athlete. And so I literally just put you on my hood. That's all I did. That was my move. I'll never forget, we played David Green my first game as a running back. I break through the line of scrimmage, and I literally go 25 yards that way and run right at the safety and absolutely destroy him, like just run him over. The stupid part is I had a walk-in touchdown, and I ran him over and fell over him and got tackled. So I literally was was the bus. I mean, I was not juking, not jiving. I was coming downhill, and all I knew was I'm getting 4 or 5 yards because at Shiloh, we sucked. We were very ungood. Like, we were not a talented squad.
So before you tell me about your transformation overnight, I'm sure, from the bus to a defensive lineman, paint the picture for me, like Larry Munson used to say. What was a high school football game at Shiloh like? What were your team colors? What was the vibe for a home game?
Just think Raiders. We were black, white, and silver. I was a Shiloh general when I was 6 years old growing up. My daddy was my coach. And when I say I had pride in Shiloh High School, I had pride. Like, I was a general. We stunk every year. Parkview Brookwood beat the crap out of us every year. Those were our, you know, main two rivals. But growing up, man, I don't care. I would fight you for the silver and black. It was an unbelievable time. We weren't good. I had three coaches, you know, in 3 years, which is not fun. But we had a great time. I mean, I loved every second of it. We had 33 players at the highest classification in high school football my senior year. Dude. And we ended up making it to the Elite Eight, and had a great year. Kind of, we had really good buy-in and had a good senior year. But just a bunch of kids, man, that grew up at Shiloh. We've all played youth league football together. We grew up. We played both ways. Like, I was the punter. I mean, I was on every special teams. Like, you know, you just kind of – it was kind of a blue-collar squad that we really had to earn everything we got, and we had to be different, and we had to be unique because we were playing against some of the best teams in the state.
Coached a little bit, made the banner that you ran through, all that stuff too. Any memorable playoff trips – and on that season there? That's crazy, man. I didn't know y'all were that thin.
We were super thin. You know, the first round of the playoffs, I'll never forget. I remember the game.
Yeah.
It was somewhere in Stone Mountain. I remember warming up for, I was our punter. Like I told you, it was NAS. It was West. It was, God, it was one of the super athletic teams. I was warming up as a punter, and I'll never forget. I almost knocked myself out cold, bro. I punted, and I slipped, and I fell on the back of my head. Oh, and they were like, oh, my God. Like, back in the day, it would have been a concussion. They'd have been like, get off the sidelines. But back then, you're like, nah, bro, we're good. But we won that game, and then the second game was in pouring rain again. Westside Macon, we played in the third round, and we were winning – at the half, we should have won. I got banged up in that game. Actually didn't play much in the second half, which really, really sucked. I got hit the hardest I've ever been licked in my life in that game by the littlest guy on the field. I was our punter. I've said that seven times now. I punted, and I literally was watching the ball, and I was like, oh, this is going to be inside the five. This is going to be a good punt. And that dude came and went whack and put his chin right under, or put his helmet right underneath my chin. Oh my Lord, did that hurt.
Yeah, Westside, they're tough, man. I come to them My first job out of college, I worked in Macon as a sports anchor down there, and they got a lot of pride for Westside football, man. That's
yeah, I hate them.
Story
hate
program.
Them. I want no part of them. I hate them because they knocked us out of the playoffs.
Sorry for bringing that up. I'm glad you remember it at least. So tell me how you transitioned there from a running back wannabe O lineman to dominating on the D line.
Well, puberty's a great drug. Yeah. You know, I grew 6 inches and gained 60 pounds from my sophomore year to junior year. And then I started really working out, getting in the weight room. I got more explosive. But I tell you what, man, the most seminal moment I had as a high school football player, and this is going to be funny, and you're going to be like, what a cocky butthole. Coach Krieger, Bob Krieger, he sat me down before spring ball. I'll never forget this. This has changed my athletic career, by the way. He sat me down and was like, Pollock, if we're going to win state like you want to, you got to play harder. And I'm literally going, bro, I got Division I offers. I'm your best player. Like, what are you talking about? And he turned on the clicker, man, and he showed me like seven or eight plays of me just kind of jogging to the football and just kind of taking plays off and just kind of – and he was like, this won't get it done. Like, you have to dominate the game, the whole game, if we have a chance. And I remember that spring, and I flew around West like a mad man. Like, I ran from drill to drill. It's when I really started to practice like a war daddy. And it really changed my temperament. It changed how I practiced. And listen, that's also something that I'd heard a bunch. Like, you hear that all throughout. And that's like these parents out there. I'm like, dude, chill out, bro. Like, your kids are going to be okay. They're not ready for that message yet. They're just not ready to accept it and take it in. But that's when it really happened for me, and it flipped. And then I started to realize like what I could be and what I could do on a down in, down out basis. And, you know, then going into my senior year, man, we had a great season. One of the best first time we've been past the second round of the playoffs in school history. So we kind of put a cool run together.
Yeah, I mean, you can hear that cliche message from coaches all the time, but sometimes you just got to see it, right? You got to have someone point it out to you and, you know, remind you visually you're not getting it done. And that's it's a
and you got to be ready to accept it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I got to be ready in that. Like, I'm not ready in that moment all the time to accept it. But for some reason that day, you know, that moment. And that's why it's important. All these coaches, man, in high school football. Listen, when your kid's not getting it, it's your fault. Like, I mean, I say that all the time. Like, it's your job to rephrase it differently. It's your job to say it again. Find another way to say it. Find another way to say it. Keep bringing it. Keep saying it. Keep trying. And then at some point, man, that moment's going to click and you're going to go, oh, man, I got it. But it just takes a lot of, you know, it takes a lot of energy, takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of, you know, stick-to-itiveness, right? Like, you gotta be annoying with it for sure.
That's why coaches are the best, man. I mean, spoken to a handful of people doing this show, and so many of those moments just come back to a coach that molded them or helped them grow, or if not a coach, someone that they just grew up around. Who was that for you? If it wasn't Coach Krieger, you know, if it wasn't somebody that, you know, molded you like that, who was someone that comes to mind for you when I say high school sports or high school football that, you know, either molded you or, you know, just made you laugh, someone that you still look back fondly on in your Shiloh career?
Well, I'm going to give you two names. Make you laugh by far was Steve Skeen. Like, he was our offensive line coach. He was one of the funniest human beings I've ever met in my life. Had the big chaw on the side of his mouth. Like, he had the best sayings that you guys can mess up a one-car parade. Like, I just remember a lot of the sayings. Some of them I can't say on this program, I don't think. He was flipping hilarious. I had him in history, and he had a mic that he wore, and he'd go to the bathroom with the mic on. Like, it just – I mean, I just remember the history. But here's the name that, again, you know, I had a seminal moment with Bob Krieger. But before that – so Wes, I didn't play as a sophomore. So I didn't play varsity, and I didn't play JV because I was a backup. So I literally went after my sophomore year. I was like, dude, I quit. Like, football's hard enough as it is. And when you're not playing, bro, you're like, forget this, man. This sucks. And my coach, Eddie Shaddix, was like, Eddie Shaddix. And when I go to give speeches, I'm like, listen, I'm going to encourage all y'all to be Eddie Shaddix. And here's why. Eddie Shaddix didn't come to me and be like, hey, man, I want you to come back out for football. I want you to play football. Eddie Shaddix was like, hey, just come work out with me. Like, just come work out with me before school. Hang out with me. He invested in me, and he started to build a relationship, and I started to trust him, and I started to love him. And because of that, I came back to football. Like, my whole story is different without Eddie. Like, I don't even know what my story is. Like, you might not even be talking to me right now, you know, if I didn't have a guy like Eddie Shaddix in my life that can completely change the temperature of my career and the way I looked at things.
Yeah, that's great, man. You had a good cast of characters helping you out along the way there, it seems like. A couple more before we wrap up here. You are doing a little bit of that yourself right now for the Titans north of Coney. Very proud Titan.
Yeah, baby.
In the neck of the woods here. How are you transitioning from what you've learned and learning about teaching now? I mean, you learn from your coaches about how to be a player and how to do your own thing on the field. How are you shaping yourself now in that coaching role?
Well, I think it's kind of cool, man, because I feel like God kind of prepared me for this because I got to travel around and see all these practices at the college level and meet with all these coaches and pick their brains. And I'm not saying from an X's and O's stand for it, but from a Jimmy's and Joe's, from a like relational, like Kirby, you know, I mean, asking Kirby and talking to him about like, Kirby, what took you from here? Really, really good. Five spot, you know, fighting for a playoff, runner up to back-to-back national champs and learning 1 + 1 = 3. Like learning how to relate to kids, get them away from football, get into their lives and bring them together. And I'm kind of learning that like our defensive line, you know, we do a pretty good job. Like we come over here and have cookouts and we shoot baskets and we just kick it. Like we have a fantasy football draft together and we're all playing fantasy football together. So I think it's really, really cool. I have a cool role, man, because I kind of was there a good bit last year. And then this year I'm there probably a little bit more, but I'm still not there all the time. But I get to be a positive influence. I get to tell them, I mean, I get to encourage them. Like I say things to them and that have, you know, we had a kid last year, he had a cross tattoo on his arm and I'm like, and he's every word out of his mouth is mother blank. And I'm like, what does that cross mean on your arm? Like, what does that mean to you? Like, do you think a real man, like that's what it looks like to curse and swear all the time? And I think just being able to challenge them from that standpoint and, you know, like love on them, but encourage them to be different, encourage them to stand out. Like me and KB, Khalil Barnes is a kid that played for us and he plays at Clemson this year now. Like me and KB text each other every day or every other day. And we're going through a book in the Bible, a chapter of the Bible every day. And we text what we're seeing, what we're talking about. Like, so to me, it's being a chance to get into high school kids' lives, like to love on them, to understand. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult, but to show them like you can be different, man. It's okay to be different. It's okay not to curse. Like they've never heard me curse. And it's funny. They were doing skits and stuff like this about the other coaches and stuff. And they're like, you know, I thought about coming up here and going, shoot, dang it. Like, you know, stuff like that to make fun, but it's a blessing. I started coaching a year ago before television ended, before I got, you know, canned. I was doing speaking before that because that was return on mission for me. Like that was getting into somebody's lives and trying to make a difference. And that's a heck of a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, it's so cool, man. I mean, all you do is just make the most of where you're at. And that's really admirable. Last thing I ask everybody that does this, take a look back, your Walkman, your CD player, whatever was in there on the team bus.
Or MP3 player, baby, let's go.
Do you remember what was on your playlist to hype you up before a game in high school?
This is going to be, I can promise you, you have not got this answer. I can guarantee you beyond a shadow of a doubt. Big Daddy Weave, audience of one.
No, so, I've not gotten Big Daddy Weave yet.
I know you haven't. Because I was already a kid that was, and still am, like I was always energetic and I always had energy. So to me, it was about kind of focusing and I didn't need more energy. I needed to bring it and streamline it and make sure like what my focus was. And audience of one is talking about who am I playing for? And that to me was clear. Like I'm playing for God. Like I'm not playing for applause. I'm not playing for anything else. Like I'm playing for God. Like that's my first thing that I wanted to be able to accomplish. And by the way, this is really, really cool. my son, the first song, the last song he listens to before he goes out, he tells me all the time, like, his audience of one, you know, and he's a freshman. And I like, that's pretty dope, bro, that he adopted that, like, for me and loves it. It was pretty cool.
That's great, man. Well, where can people find David Pollock these days? I mean, you are not sitting still. You just came from a pickleball tournament. You're still doing podcasting and speaking, but let people know what you're up to.
Well, I spoke last night in Alabama to an FCA group, but I'm doing a lot of different I'm speaking at Liberty University to their whole student squad, which is 9,000, and then like 70,000+ online, which is super cool. But wow. I think speaking to companies, I got a bunch of companies and corporations that I'm speaking to about leadership and stuff like that. But you can find me on my socials. That's definitely something that I'm learning to embrace more and more, as long as it's authentic to me and who we are and who we want to be. But besides that, man, Saturdays are glorious. Like, everybody has told me all these years, like, gosh, the best time of year. And I always loved it, but you travel, you know, several days a week. Like, this past weekend, just kicking the feet up, bro, and watching football, it was amazing. Like, it is going to be really hard to go back. Like, if I have to go back to commentating. But, man, speaking is definitely a passion of mine, and especially to churches and FCA groups and corporations. So you can see all that stuff on David Pollock 47 or whatever my handle is.
We'll get links in there that people can find you if they want to put some requests in and stuff like that in the show. But DP, I appreciate it, dude. Always great to catch up with you and see what you have next.
Appreciate you, my man. Always good to be on with you. I look forward to the beautiful, smarmy remarks that are going to come out of this awesomeness.
It's going to be awesome remarks. That's all.
See you, brother.
Hey, thank you, David Pollock. You're the man. Admire that dude. Great spirit and attitude with everything he has going on since his departure from ESPN. He's not looking back. And he is churning ahead with a full head of steam, as anyone who knows 47 would expect him to do. So I appreciate his stories. I appreciate his perspective after almost giving up on the game. All he needed was a little bit of puberty, and that will catapult you to success in life, you will find. If you have not hit it yet, just wait. It's coming. Thank y'all for tuning in this week. Every Thursday, Go Fight Win is here in your ears, in front of your eyeballs. Hit like, hit subscribe, leave a comment, leave a review, tell your buddies, tell your high school football coach, teammates, the booster club. I know y'all are out there. I know y'all are seeking out these stories, and you got stories you want to share too. GoCoffeeTown.com. The portal is open for you to submit your own Glory Days stories that are too insane for the average person to believe. Well, I believe it all. So you're not going to faze me, but you will earn my admiration and respect. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll be back next week right here on Go Fight Win. Go Coffee Town.
Deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.